Interesting news from researchers at the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. Conservationist Reba Ruvuraj was out on the lobster trap recovery and assessment project. They go out and they find lost or abandoned lobster traps in Long Island Sound, and they get them out of the water so that other animals don't get trapped inadvertently and then just die in the traps because they're not even being maintained. And she was on the excursion, and she found a sea lemon. I can't even pronounce the scientific name, but I have a picture on our Facebook feed, a sea lemon on one of the traps.
It was absolutely fascinating to be able to be on these trips and see animals that other people don't typically see every day. I always say, you know, be curious. If you see something unusual and interesting, seek it out and investigate. You never know what you can find and how significant it can be. Seeing this bright yellow nudibranch, something I haven't seen before, it was super cool, honestly. I hope that we can do more research on this and figure out what kind of impact it's going to have on Long Island Sound. It's not something that everyone can do, and it's very cool work. We are trying to get, you know, more people involved, and, you know, if they see a nudibranch like this, you know, walking around in their backyard, taking a walk on the beach, I would say, like, the best thing that people can do right now is alert our LTRAP team at lobsters@maritimeaquarium.org. So that's very useful information for us, and it's a great way for the community to get involved in our work.
There you go. The Lobster Trap Recovery and Assessment Project, part of it from Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. And these sea lemons, they're invasive. They're from Europe. They made it to
We don't want them.
Well, no. That's what I said. It's just good or bad. She said, well, we don't know, especially now, but later they'll know, and it doesn't look good because they eat sponges, and they're trying to see if there's been a decline in the sponge population in Long Island Sound. And they're really, they look like this little yellow organism. It has like no shape. It's like a like an amoeba that went yellow and got bigger.
All right, you
anyway,
sea lemons.
You sea lemons, time to get out.
Clear on out.
All right, so thank you, Reba. She's a delight to talk to, and it's a very exciting discovery. She was like, for a young scientist, this was a big deal. And Mike likes it.